do it for gas.
Oh, okay.
So we should.
No,
yeah, we can hurry up and match.
No, you can't match.
We went through the whole.
You can do it as a step. We'll make sure you can do it as a setting for the whole meeting once we start the meeting, but I don't know if that's enough for one. Sorry. All right, are you ready? I'd like to call to order the June 4th, 2025 Newtown Borough Council work session. Before we stand for the pledge, I'd like you to join me in a moment of silence in honor of BCNR Park Ranger Alec Campbell, who sadly lost his life serving our community, and also in honor of those emergency response personnel that spent countless hours and days looking for him. Please join me for the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Before we move to public to be heard, I'd just like to announce that prior to this work session, council met in executive session to discuss real estate. Okay, public to be heard. Okay, seeing none, moving on, Michelle.
All right, thank you. You all have my engineer's report. There is one action item for tonight, not for 2 weeks, but for tonight. And that is, I'm happy to report that we received a very favorable bid for the Frost Lane Sidewalk and Bicycle Sharrow Improvement Project. Low bid was received from T. Schieffer Contractors, Inc. in the amount of $178,203. It is a firm that is well known to us, has done other projects for our other municipal clients. Most recently did the 2020 and 2022 Newtown Borough Road Program. Had no complaints, so we would recommend that the board tonight, the council award the project to T. Schieffer Contractors, again in the amount of $178,203.00.
Does anyone on council want to make a motion?
I'll make the motion to award the Frost Lane Sidewalk and Bicycle Sharrow Improvement Project to T. Schieffer Contractors, Inc. in the amount of $178,203.
Thank you. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Yeah. Thank you. Any comments or questions from council on this? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Oh, it feels weird to be doing this in this. You never do it here, you know?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. Any other questions for Michelle for her report, which really didn't have any changes since last month? No? Okay.
Well, I was going to say maybe to comment for the public that this is still below the amount of the grant.
Yes. We received a grant in the amount of $192,000. $192,594, which again is below the grant amount. The borough has agreed to grant, do a match in the amount of 30% of that grant, and we could use the engineering and consultant fees to go towards that match.
Great, thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. Okay, Chris, moving on to the program.
First item is the approval of the breaking stone materials to circular brick area and walkway of Newtown Historic Association Garden. The applicant being very flat. Is that because he's here to present the materials today?
The materials were dropped off. They are out there. I'm not sure if he's planning on presenting them.
All right, so if the request is to approve these, then council, this is up to council whether or not to approve them or not, right? So,
right. We would need a motion as written, and then discuss and vote.
Okay. I realize the materials were out there. Has everyone else taken a look at the materials?
GBS right here.
The tax collector does.
We moved them today. They're in.
Are you back?
Are you back?
Yeah.
Are they out there?
Mm-hmm.
You want to bring him in?
No, go ahead.
You can pick craft.
Where will I find them?
Just right up there.
Right up there.
Right through the door.
Right out the door.
They're not party favors.
Okay, so this is now a motion. I move to approve the Brickstone materials to be used in the circular brick area and walkway at the Newtown Historic Association Garden. Applicant is Barry Fleck, COA 2025-003.
Thank you. I have a motion. Do I have a second? What does that mean?
There's no second. The motion fails. Someone can make a different motion if they so choose.
That motion has failed. Would anyone like to make a different motion?
I would like to make a motion to table this item for our next work session.
Okay, do I have a motion? Do I have a second? That motion has also failed. Would anyone else like to make another motion?
Struck it out.
Okay, so then.
I think it automatically. Goes on the table. I don't think there's anything to do. There's the motion fails.
Okay. So we just move on.
Agenda item.
Okay.
That's it.
Moving on to the rest of the.
Can I just ask what the, if any of our council members have any concerns with the materials? Is there a comment that you'd like to make?
Are we allowed to discuss since we did not take up the motion and we're voting? It's not on here. It's a discussion item. It's on here. It's a motion item.
It isn't. You're welcome to explain why you're not moving the item, why you didn't choose to second or make a motion for it. I think that is appropriate if you so choose.
The reason I'm asking is if we give Mr. Fletch some direction,
I think Mr. Fleck is well aware of the position of his own Historic Association board, and there was a meeting on Monday where the motion was made to combine. This project was divided up into three phases. The first phase was the fence, the gate, the pillars, the walkway, and also the groundwork for the half moon brick patio and sort of stone wall behind it. And then the last phase was, I think, the light pole and the little shed built around it and the addition of some additional benches. The motion was made at that meeting to combine phase one and phase two with the sweetener that an anonymous donor was going to pay for all of phase two if it was combined with phase one. And at that point, a discussion ensued. There was maybe 12 or 13 people at this board meeting, and it came to light that the majority of the board did not like anything in this plan, but in particular, the round patio that was going to be put in, which the bricks are there for, which would have been the groundwork laid for in phase one. So it was decided that a vote should be taken to see if they wanted to proceed with combining phase one and phase two. And I think the vote was maybe 10-3 that the historic board decided they did not want to move forward with this.
Right, I have two questions. So the applicant came before us, and the design was approved subject to the approval of these materials. So that's issue number one. Issue number two is, it sounds like he may not have had standing as an applicant. Is that possible?
Well, he is on a committee. He is no longer on the board of the Historic Association, but he is on a committee, and it's my understanding that you can be on a committee even if you are no longer on the board. There are other committee members who are on the board,
He was not at this meeting. The other two committee members were. They voted yes for the plan. They and the head of the board were the only three that voted yes for the plan. There's clearly buyer's remorse on this plan when it was originally voted on, which has been a couple of years now. There was not this very fleshed out plan. There was concepts of a plan. And as this proceeded and some new board members come on and board members have left, it's pretty clear that there's dissatisfaction with the plan in general. So I believe when this motion was made, it was used as an opportunity for the board to say, we don't want this plan. We need to go back to square one. So that's why I wasn't surprised when Kina, one of the people on the committee, you know, sent a letter to Judy to say, take it off, because clearly this needs to be reworked. And I was very surprised to find out that shortly before the meeting, all of a sudden it was back on. I feel like it's, I don't know how we could possibly approve something that their own board has not approved.
So to me, it sounds like the applicant should be the president of their board, since that would be the, since it's tied to an organization. Or at least the historic.
I think it's just clear that no one felt comfortable making the second.
Any conditional approval at the last business meeting, subject to this condition that you're satisfied with the materials. I think the lack of a motion and a second indicates that you're not satisfied yet. We're under no timeline obligation to act based on those conditions. So things may change within the organization themselves, or they may come back to council with something that satisfies the material condition, and we can figure it out.
Understood. Okay. All right, I'm going to move on to, so for the first, I think, four of these applications are as recommended, so I would propose to, unless there are comments on those first four, I'm going to include them all on the motion. Is that okay? So I move to follow the recommendation of the Historic Architectural Review Board to direct the President of Council to sign the following certificates of appropriateness, thereby approving the historical appropriateness of the applications with final approval budget of enforcement officer. The first one being COA 2025-019, the applicant is Franzella, 50 South Congress Street. The applicant is seeking a certificate of appropriateness for the installation of equipment related to a new HVAC system, removal of an existing chiller, placement of a new generator, and removal of our recommended approval of the application as submitted. Second is COA 2025-018. This applicant is Steve Bone, 401 South State Street, Anthony Pettis and Associates. The applicant is seeking a certificate of appropriateness for the construction of a rear addition. Our recommended approval of the application as submitted, noting that the cap on the standing seam roof will be a slip cap, and that would go over top of the two metal pieces of roof turned up at the peak, as opposed to a commercially available ridge, and the gutters will be half round to match the rest of the house with plain round downspouts. The third application is COA 2025-016A. This applicant is Built to Last Contract, 50 South Congress Street, Friends Village. The applicant is seeking a certificate of appropriateness for replacement of the roof. Our recommended approval of the application for replacement of the roofing around the door as submitted.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from council on these applications? Are any of the applicants for those present and would like to say anything?
Present.
Okay. Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
I'll pick the last two individually.
Okay.
I move to follow the recommendations of the Historic Architectural Review Board to deny the following certificate of appropriateness. COA 2025-016B. This applicant is Built to Last Contract, 50 South Congress Street, Friends Village. The applicant is seeking a certificate of appropriateness for the replacement of the roof. PAR recommended denial of the application to remove the eyebrow dormer, with the recommendation to refurbish in place and to recommend denial of the application to replace the chimney flashing of aluminum, with the recommendation for replacement copper.
Thank you. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any comments or questions from council on this? Any comment from the applicant? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
Finally, I move to follow the recommendation of the Historic Architecture Review Board to deny the following certificate of appropriateness. COA 2025-020, this applicant is Michael Gerard, Luce Architects, 194 North Chancellor Street, Hell's Residence. The applicant is seeking a certificate of appropriateness for replacement of an existing wing window with a new triple window with matching wood trim. PAR recommended denial of the application as submitted, with the recommendation that the windows are not removed but repaired as needed.
Thank you. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from council on this application?
I think it's appropriate just to comment to let you know that this applicant has already removed the windows and replaced the siding prior to getting PAR approval. So with this denial, it will result in what I assume will become a violation. That being said, it's a classic situation which had a portion of the historic structure visible from the public right away, needed to be and should be preserved. So that's the purpose and the reason behind the property charge denial.
Dale?
I just, the fact that it's down, what do you do? Can you just?
Well, there's, we don't know what happened to it. Right? We don't know if it can be found and put back in. And if it can't, that will have to be negotiated. But nevertheless, it needs to start with this denial.
So is there a window there currently?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Any additional comments or questions from council? Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Would you like to say anything?
Yes, I have the homeowner here and then Jeff Builder. When we were.
Are you Michael Gerard?
I am, yes. When we were going through the design process, the right side of the house here, all these windows are case windows that are not historically accurate in any way. And when this one came up in the back, we maintained the same location. Yes, the survey, I projected the pockets and hand these out. That shows that we preserved the existing location, just instead of a twin window, it went to a triple. It is replaced with a historic accurate all wood exterior and interior marble window. It was just short enough so that a kitchen sink boundary. We had an issue of a permit. I know I've worked in other jurisdictions. If there's anything on there that was not approved, the building department kicked it back to us and we had all updated so that this situation wouldn't happen. They were issued a building permit and was consulted on the inspections that I have received notifications. Yeah, anything you want to add?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Pian. Looking forward to being your neighbor. I thank you very much. If I can, just 2 seconds, and I'm a little nervous, not gonna lie. I love old homes. That's what brought me to Newtown. I grew up in a home that was built in the early 1900s. My first home that I bought was built in 1904. My last home was 1893. So that's the attraction to here, and I respect the heart wholeheartedly. I wish I was here last week. Sadly, I was out of the country. I think that's why I love this town, is because we preserve the integrity. I'm a very animal person. As a matter of fact, just to let you know, I was a business owner and I moved to business. Please don't hold us against me to a town hall, Dorothy, PA. And the business is in a building called the Tannery, which was built in like 1805. So this is my, I don't know any other word to say, but this is my jam. This is what I like. I love old homes and I love the historical value of them. So when I bought the home, I did not do an inspection. It's pretty hard to get a house in Newtown, and I bought it. And so I had my contractor with me. When we did further inspections, we had active down to wire. And so I want to have something that's safe for my kids and myself. And so when we, how do I say, took away the plaster, we noticed that one of the two windows was unrepairable. The other window was fine, but it wasn't the wavy glass that we all love, like that I have the rest of the house. As a matter of fact, I've hired a person that's part of the the Window Preservation Alliance to fix all the rest of the windows in the house. So 20 plus windows for the sashes and all the other work. That's me at the core. I love that. So I'm sorry I dropped the ball with this. I didn't realize that that the side of the house was part of this, and I'm here to. Obviously, I will respect everyone's decisions here on what you do, but I just wanted you to hear from me that I apologize from the bottom of my heart that I didn't realize that this was the case. If it was, trust me, I wouldn't have done it. I thought wrongly that it was the integrity was in the front of the home. And that's why I'm so heartbroken for staying with them. That's why I wanted to have an all wood window, because I know just 15 feet away, there's skylights. There's the Anderson casement windows in the back. So I thought that doing the right thing would be doing these, Marvin all wood windows. So that is me in a nutshell. I look forward to being your neighbors. I respect your decision, but I just wanted you to hear what my thought process was. And like I said, I'm never going to let this happen again. So my apologies.
Yes, please.
First of all, welcome.
Thank you.
Second of all, we're so grateful that the person like people come in with the recognition of the importance of historic integrity. It sounds like you did a wonderful job at the house. We're all looking forward to you being here. And these situations are very difficult because you're not the first new homeowner to unfortunately not completely understand what the requirements are. And I think as you guys also say, so this is an addition to the house, right? And so in some ways, it's not the original house. However, Harv determined that it was nevertheless an historic portion of the house. And so therefore, it should still be preserved. And the way our hard ordinance reads is preserve first, right? Placement only as necessary. Change essentially almost never. Right? And we had a number of conversations with folks where they want to move the kitchen and you look up, you're doing the same thing. I'm trying to deal with, well, if the counter goes there, how am I going to deal with that? Like that? And ultimately, they figured out how to deal with window wells and that type of thing. You completely appreciate your position, your situation, but one of the things that makes Newtown special is that we do hold hard line on preservation. And again, now we're in a situation where it's creating an issue for you, and I'm sorry that that's the case. But we'll see how we haven't voted yet. But that's the reason Harv made the recommendation. I'm the liaison of the Harv, that's why. So I was president maybe as well, recapping my statement. So I just wanted to explain to you that it's not because we're not appreciative of what you're trying to do. There's an issue here that we have to address.
Thank you. I will obviously appreciate your decision here. I just wanted you to hear from me. My apologies. I obviously interpreted wrong and didn't realize that with some of the things like skylights fit, I know that's not, you know, something that would be, that's, you know, really close case of those. So I just wanted to hear my apologies. I want to be a great neighbor, and that's just.
Can I ask a question? So you had said that you submitted everything for building permit, you got a building permit, everything got built, and it was the inspection when you were sent to HARP?
That's when you were notified, and then you had reached
out. You were notified by what, the building inspector?
Yes, and she has.
She's the zoning officer.
Yeah, she had reached out.
I believe a member of HARP noticed it while they were walking by and contacted Anna
really
and started that.
How is that the permit?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out the order here. Okay, so I just want to make sure that I heard what you had to say.
And HARP is made up of your neighbors, your town residents, who are really interested in serving for nature of the town. And so in council, our job is to approve or deny, but we really like to support that body, is that they do a lot of the work on these case-by-case situations. So.
Do you have any other comments you'd like to make?
No, just, I mean, what the outcome is, where do we go from here? Then that's about it.
Okay. Anything else from council? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
So with respect to where we go from here, we'll talk to Anna, right? We'll go to Marv and S&P, somebody will be happy to be involved and try to come up with a workable solution. If the window doesn't exist anymore, right, they can't reappear on that panel. So they're up looking for anything to do.
Yeah. The window's gone. One window just fell apart in their hands and went into the trash. The other one they saved for quite some time. When I got through my first confession, nobody said anything. And then finally, I heard it at that time. Again, I didn't think it was a big deal. Also, there were some casements. Unhistorical windows in the back of the house. So I did save the one window we had for probably about 4 weeks. And then the one window just literally last up right out of sash, and the bottom still was completely rotten. So one window was okay, the other one was bad shape. So we discarded management time. If I got through my first inspection, nobody said anything, and it was on our original plan when we submitted, we replaced those windows, exact size we put on there. And no one ever said no, you know? So we, Ian's decision was to go with an all wood hard window for the most expensive one you can buy, you know, it's $1,400 a window. And he was adamant that he could make the integrity of the house. The only two differences were just a little short. See, same exact spot, the exact same opening, just a little shorter that accommodate is using that. So I guess we have to open this back. You know, maybe I thought the Marvin historical windows was an approved window in the historical borough. So I don't know where we go from here.
Understood that you all were trying to do it. But no, our feelings, no,
yeah,
doing that.
We were trying to slide and buy it, like, yeah. And be slick and do anything. We don't want to plan for day one.
So, understood.
Yes.
Right. So you should talk to Anna. I'll talk to Anna. I'll involve Jen. Possibly try to come up with something.
Okay, well, we're open to whatever you decide. We prefer not to have violations that attack us. So we're very close to the end of this project.
We're not in a hurry to like throw violations at people. You can figure something out.
I understand. Yeah, I'm open to that. Even maybe they come up with some designs for maybe a trellis or something that would hide those windows. Is that something we would consider?
Again, I'll have to talk to Jim, Mr. Chairman of HARP, given the situation.
Okay.
And try to provide some direction.
Great.
council will here will probably have to then involve kind of
sure. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. So bad.
Good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to report tonight for the month of May. We had 26 calls for service in the borough. We completed 25 inspections. Some of our highlights from May. May 3rd, the volunteers and career staff completed their second burn for the year, so everybody is up to par as far as that requirement. We participated in several house drills with the police department at Newtown Elementary and Goodnow Elementary. We attended the Newtown Business Association Business Expo at the Sales and Crafters, trying to recruit volunteers. Chief Weaver attended a week's training on all hazards incident management that was held at the Long Run Training Center. And the last major thing we had was the Marine Rescue at Thomas Street Park on Memorial Day weekend. And that was a 3-day event for us. Very trying, but didn't make recovery on Sunday. It was a tough weekend for everybody. That's what we're here for. And I think the team did an excellent job there. All the support from the local municipalities and fire departments that helped us. It's just incredible. We have fire departments from far away as Point Pleasant to come in with a boat. The problem there was the rotation of the water at the dam. It was difficult for us to have people on foot close to the dam. A couple of firefighters that would try to get in to rescue. They were caught in the current, had to rescue them inside. So, as I said, it was a 3-day event. Fortunate enough that we did make a recovery and get out his family. That's all we do for the book today. So we weren't happy to answer any questions. But
when I saw you guys walking in the parade Monday morning, I was like, oh, you must be exhausted. So
yeah.
Thank you for still participating in the parade. Any questions for Chief? And thank you for coming to this meeting since our June 18th meeting.
I'm glad you kept me in the loop. It's good to be.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Gina.
I am going to leave, though.
No, won't hold it against you. Can I leave, too?
Sure.
Okay, so as I said earlier, Chief Sabbath is unable to make it tonight, so we're going to move on to the mayor's report.
Yeah, thank you. Are we looking, are we voting on this evening, or since we have time for the applicant? We are voting. Okay. So
it's not as a motion on the agenda, but
no.
Can we approve the market day 5K?
No, which one? Yeah, not on the market day 5K either.
Yeah. So just the 5K.
If there's time before that finishes, it's in October, we can wait.
Yeah, I think it's on the agenda. You can take action on it, but you usually do indicate it's a motion. So probably worthwhile to wait just to be consistent.
So we need to put that then on the July. We can do it on the July work session even just to get it done quicker.
Yes.
Okay.
So just a heads up that you have it.
Yeah.
All right. So you have it in your share file, Newtown Library, the 5K on Market Day, Saturday, October 4th, 8:30 to 10 a.m. So the race is going to begin and end on the 114 Center Avenue along designated route. Everything hopefully should be in there. If you have any questions.
When I looked at it, I thought Julia's going to be happy.
I know.
Is the most detailed special event request form we've got.
Yeah. I was going to thank you, John.
Well,
especially since
it
was twice.
It's the folks that end with Judy and she can get it. So I think the challenge is if someone drops it off and no one sees it right away, then you have to contact the person. You know, that's the issue. But yeah, good. I'm glad. Special event reminders. There is a baseball game dedicated to veterans and local first responders, sponsored by the Newtown Legion Patriots baseball team, including there's food trucks at Pickering Field on Wednesday, June 11th. So that's next Wednesday. from 5:30 to 8 p.m. with no rain date. Movies in the Park are kicking off, sponsored by the Rec Board at Lynn Memorial Park, Wednesdays, June 18th, 25th, and 9th of July, with rain days on June 19th, 26th, and 10th from 7 to 10 at Lynn Memorial Park.
I would like to add that they just announced what the movies are. So the first week is Mufasa. The second one is the old animated Tarzan, like 90s animated Tarzan, and then Dirty Dancing.
Dirty
Dance.
Yeah.
Write that one
down.
Pretty popular.
I saw that in the
Oh my God.
Wow, that's funny. The last thing I have is today we did the fifth grade walking tour. Newtown Historic Association put that all together. Thank you for volunteering and walking the classes throughout the town. We had, I think, a total of 8 fifth grade classes, 4 from Goodnow, 4 from Newtown Elementary. 6 came through here, and I think it was a good day. I think everyone was enjoying themselves. So thank you.
Great. Glad you had nice weather.
Yeah, it's nice. Mm-hmm. So that's all I have.
Great, thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Tom? No? Okay, Greg.
My report was provided very early this month, and the mobile food vendor ordinance has been sent to the Bucks County Planning Commission, will be advertised for the business meeting in July,
yeah,
and we'll have that ready to go.
Great.
That's all I have.
Thank you. Anyone have questions for Greg? Okay, Greg.
Okay, thank you. I have a quick handout to assist with some of the zoning.
That's nice.
This is 149 State Street. I apologize for the size. On the back is some of the pertinent numbers and diagrams, which I'll walk us through. So this zoning application will go before the zoning hearing board this month. I'm sorry, it actually is. We know this one is going to go to July. There's a traveling, so this is already going to go July, but it is a little complicated. So I can walk us through here and bring it up again and just ask if there's any comment at the next meeting. So there are two items that it will seek a variances for. One is the percent of the property that's within pervious surface. The current existing patios, driveways, walkways, et cetera, is 73.6 impervious percent of the property. The threshold that you need, above which you need a variance, is 60%. And the modifications that they're doing, which I'll walk us through in a minute, bring it to 70.7%. From 73 to 70. So they're actually reducing what's there, but what they have there is preceding the ordinance, but over the 60%. They are removing and replacing what it looks like the checkerboard, that is, those black lines are the pergola over the patio. And they are also removing a driveway and adding and putting back the pergola patio, as well as some walkways and the circular, whatever that would be, off the shed as well. So, that is the easier one. The more complicated one is the removing and replacing the pergola. I think you saw the pictures on the other support documentation that was online. And there, when they replace it back, it is a one classification of an accessory structure. And depending on how you interpret this accessory structure, whether or not it needs a setback from the side yard, which you can see a little red line, it translated better as a little red line on the smaller front page, but the distance between that property line needs to be 6 feet. And it's unclear on this, there's no measurement here, So we're actually seeking clarification exactly how far is that. It is likely does not meet the distance requirements. It's too close.
But it doesn't currently either, right?
But it doesn't currently either, but they have removed it and they want to replace it. And
it's already been taken down.
It's already been taken down, yes.
That's why they have the blue stakes, right? To show where it was.
Mm-hmm.
They want to replace it in a different location?
Same location.
Same location.
They shouldn't have taken it down.
Or at least have one part of them.
So the purpose of this discussion is to decide if council feels strongly to either send a letter objecting, send Greg, send, you know, if we have any strong stance, or just let zoning hearing board do their things.
Can I make a comment for council's consideration? Steve, Michelle, and I looking at each other here. In both these situations, I think the applicant would have a very strong argument that the variance is for either of these points of relief. So that is something we can address after this as well, but I certainly would not encourage you to send us to in opposition or participate in this one, because I don't think there's much we can say if they proceed.
I would echo that. I had this position forever earlier.
My father.
Okay.
Sure.
That was easy.
Sure.
Moving on.
426 Edgeboro Drive. This one has no handout, but it is pretty straightforward. So the picture of the fence, which exceeds by 2 feet, the ordinance, the zoning ordinance for the height of the fence, which is 6, and that fence is 8.
I'm sorry, can you speak a little more?
So the fence, the proposed fence is 8 feet, and the height limit on the fence is 8 feet.
It's
8 feet.
It's a deer fence. Deers
can't jump over.
It's got to be 8 feet.
Yeah.
I looked it up.
We just put in a 6-foot fence. And the first night, video jump right over it. And it's not, it's, they can't see through it. It's not like,
they don't know what's on the
listen,
side.
That is something we are struggling, a lot of people in the borough are struggling with, especially people who grow their own food. The deer are everywhere and they're eating everything. If I could have put an 8-foot fence, I would have. So, personally, I don't feel the need to send anyone to, and this is on the edge of town, it's backyard only.
I think we have deer here, middle one.
Oh, no.
We go over there.
Yeah, it's bad.
Out of control.
The applicant in their application said that they've had Lyme twice in the last like couple of years.
And their dog keeps getting sick.
Yeah.
Can we put an 8-foot fence around the whole borough? Charge an easy pass to get in?
So the fence right is the opposite of that.
It's wood post, metal. It looks
good.
It is a deer fence. It's
well,
exactly what it is.
What are deer?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Nevertheless, it's 9-foot fence, and we don't allow
it. Right.
Yeah.
I was going to say there is precedent, although I don't want to say
what
particular meeting. Do I want to say? Don't.
There is no precedent.
There is
it's
in
open.
This borough.
It's open.
It's. Pardon? It's zoning.
Yes,
yeah, it's zoning. Yeah. I know. I'm saying there's a hearing. So the hearing board decision, there was a hearing.
So to me,
I know that. I'm just saying. I know.
If the fence appeared to be 6 feet, but there was a 2-foot addition that didn't block the right,
Well, it's not
just an open, like
it's a
classic
deer fence. Yeah,
exactly.
Show it. Fire back. Only back there.
Is it electrified?
Then you might have to send it.
Fire, please.
I hope not.
No. We don't even allow barbed wires.
So does anyone feel strongly about this, or just let the zoning hearing board make their decision?
I'm not fine with bothering, but it's not worth the.
That's better than bothered. So. All right. Any.
Just recognize that we're going to have 8 foot deer fences all over the place.
That's up to the zoning hearing.
So there would be the option to have a 6 foot stockade fence with 2 feet above that was a mesh. That was an 8 foot fence.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying.
Yeah.
But here it is just.
This is completely.
Just all mesh.
Yeah.
Great.
To okay. Better. Right.
You'd rather have them do this.
Yeah. Right.
You're saying in the prior one that you're talking about, that was
nice. Silence is fine.
It always talks to them. Nothing prevents you. It always talks to them. And then make suggestions if you have a set of answers.
Just, yeah. Good luck opposing them.
Okay. Anything else?
I do have one other, just an update on the PICO roadwork. They are still, they had to resubmit for their permit for their detour to PennDOT, and they're still planning some of the logistics. Importantly, they are agreeable and are currently coordinating that a meeting for June, the middle of June, about 2 weeks. They're right now just trying to get some. But we'll be in a position to assist them with circulating promotion of that meeting very soon. I expect the meeting to be in about 2 weeks.
Is that a meeting with the public?
That is a public meeting. It's a public forum. The PICO will be the...
PICO is coordinated directly with the Chancellor Center to set a date and a time. And once they do that, we will
help them. And we send individual letters to all the people on State Street.
Well, that
do we have to do that?
No, I don't think we're going to send in. I think we'll send an email and maybe
we will
stop by and
we will
make a personal contact, let them know.
There you go. Yeah.
So we don't want to get caught up in that again.
Sure, sure. No, I think we're helping them in every way, shape, or form to navigate and promote the meeting. They want to be out in front of people to answer their questions. And the minutiae of the project. So more to come on that. I think that's a good outcome that we're at that position so far. I think whatever comes from that meeting, we would take any action that we may think is appropriate after that, including connecting with PennDOT to follow up about any of the traffic issues that may arise from that.
And you made a comment to me. Their plans are still ebbing and flowing a little bit. So
their plans are still
likely going to be less intrusive than originally thought.
Could be.
Don't take that as like
And the water company is starting. Later.
I'm sorry. Yes, and the water company is starting later. June 23rd is the latest date for the water company.
That's only 2 weeks
to do that.
Yes, and it's only from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
So I had written up a bunch of potential, like the body of a letter.
Mm-hmm.
It's premature to do them like that. As the Craig was able to get, Harry Warren also was coming here and presenting in person. I think it's appropriate that they do that they present, find out what's what. Because right now we're kind of shooting in the dark.
Right, and then we can assess what action, correct, appropriate action to take. I agree. When I saw your letter, I shared it with me, and that's kind of the conversation him and I had too, because I knew you were both going down a path, and I didn't want anything to impede the possibility of getting a meeting or anything like that. So, yeah, I agree. We'll reassess after that public meeting.
I have asked Craig to we talked today. One thing I want to make sure that PennDOT is where this meeting is coming up. There's concerns, and that I wouldn't want to send a. It would be better if they didn't issue the permit before this meeting than to decide that the crate is going to be back out to try to ensure that.
Okay, that sounds good. That is enough, Craig?
No, that is all I have, unless there's any questions.
I'm Michelle.
Hi.
Good to see you. Okay, moving on. I don't have anything additional to report beyond things we've already discussed, so we'll move on to a couple of minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the May 7th, 2025 work session minutes.
Okay, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, any comments or questions from council on those minutes? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
I'll make a motion to approve the May 21st, 2025 council meeting minutes.
Thank you. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any comments or questions from council? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Okay, moving on to budget and finance.
I'd like to make a motion to accept, subject to audit, the consolidated expenditure report for the month of May, totaling $266,996.27.
Thank you. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from council on the consolidated expenditure report? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Julia.
Okay, I'd like to give you an update on some items from the EAC. First is, I don't know if you all saw the article in the Gazette on native plants and creating a national park in your backyard. The EAC has been very active in putting together articles on different environmental topics and sending them around to a number of different periodicals, both online and hard copy. They did a really great job. So I wanted to commend them on the work that they've been doing there. Secondly, the EAC has made a formal recommendation that I'd like to read to you. The EAC would like to formally recommend that Newtown Borough contract with landscapers that do not use gas-powered equipment. Gas-powered landscaping equipment, particularly leaf blowers, are a hazard to our community in terms of air pollution, noise pollution, worker safety, and quality of life for residents. Technology has improved to the point where commercial use of electric landscaping equipment is a viable business model, and there are quote-unquote green landscapers operating in our area today. And importantly, this is an opportunity for Newtown Borough to lead by example. It would be a positive statement that there are alternatives that make sense. This is why the EAC would like to see the next RFP for landscaping maintenance include the proviso that no gas-powered equipment be used. So if we can set in mind, at least to minimize the gas-powered equipment, being used in the world, that'd be great.
Do you have any idea of what the costs are in comparing these kinds of contracts?
The EAC has not done any research in that yet. No, but they are aware of a number of contractors who are doing this. And I know there are still some obstacles, but then on the other hand, there are also smaller handheld equipment, certainly, like leaf blowers and things are more viable.
So I'm, you know, not landscaping services. Yeah. I knew that, you know, I do have my own battery packs at home that I have to plug in to
right.
charge. EAC, need that kind of stuff. Is there some of the.
Sure. I mean, I know again, there are companies the EAC is familiar with that do. Are doing this and whether what that means for the borough, I don't know. But this is part of their larger sustainability project. And so it asked us to look at that seriously. You know that person who's doing our landscaping, the garden landscaping is using both powered stuff.
So, right. These are smaller scale
things. Yeah, I know there are issues on both sides. So they have asked that. So they made the motion. I'm presenting it to you and talk further on that. If there's something that you'd like the EAC to research, I'm sure they would be. Well, maybe if there's any other municipalities that are currently using green.
Yeah, I definitely am not against looking into it. I think us hiring someone that uses doesn't use gas-powered equipment is a much easier sell than trying to keep our residents from buying and using gas-powered lawn equipment. I think that's going to be a much harder path to go down. So this is a good first step.
Right.
I also think it's worth talking to our current contractors to see, you know, if they'd be amenable to using electric equipment and what that would mean. Maybe they could also help us with the idea of what it would cost. But I know that if we're not allowing the landscapers to use gas-powered leaf blowers, we're going to have to get Scott to stop using them to blow snow. Because those are, which he shouldn't do, those are most of the noise complaints we get are from people next to the police station. Because they use leaf blowers to clear the snow from the driveway. So,
Do CAC have a list of, like, for residential, not borough, just contractors that do that? I know they don't, I don't know how that works as far as just putting a list together, let people know.
So, I will ask them, because they do have their committee, ask them to collect more information for council on both commercial and, you know, like, are there other municipalities? There are, put it this way, are there commercial landscapers working in other municipalities that are entirely green? And what does that mean? And can we get information from them and contact them? So we have something to base on.
I would imagine that there are, because
there are
municipalities that abandon residents. So they
right.
would have
oh, to. Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So there are, especially in New Jersey. Yeah. But
that's what I was
yeah.
saying.
Okay. Well, I will give them that charge, tell them that you all want some more information.
Yeah.
Okay.
First step, electric leaf blowers. Second step, electric police cars.
How about simultaneous? I'm not an electric police car either. Blower.
We got that.
So yeah, I didn't think for me.
Thank you, Julia.
Sure.
Gina.
For the personnel committee, we still have the same openings we had last time. So I'm still looking for 3 members for the Human Relations Commission. I we've put out a feeler to a couple of people who are on Bucks County, but I have not really heard back. And then 2 alternates for the zoning hearing board.
Great, thank you. Yeah.
The Planning Commission met on Monday to discuss the 110 North State Street. And the idea was they were going to recommend final plan approval with certain conditions and everything, but there weren't any foreseeable problems with that. However, the contractor did not notify all the residents within 300 feet to let them know that the plan was being revised again. So it's right where it was before. So July 7th, they're gonna bring it up again. They say that they're gonna get all these out. It's gonna go back to the Planning Commission July 7th.
I believe we have an end of August deadline to act right now to act on it as council, but due to their delay, I'm negotiating an extension if needed.
Did go through everything, went through every.
Not the Planning Commission's delay, their delay in not sending out the proper notices. So if we need more time, we'll negotiate that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any old business?
I wanted to bring up the Twitch brother.
Sure.
We now have a meeting date for public meeting.
Okay.
So there will be a meeting on Thursday, June 26th at 7 p.m. at the Township Building, where the pedestrian bridge project will be presented to the public. And the public will have the opportunity to go around to different stations to find out about the different parameters of the project and provide some feedback.
Great, thank you.
So,
Judy, can you put that on our website calendar?
I will try to put something a little bit bigger together for you and see if you could put that on.
Great, thank you. Moving on to announcements, I have 2. I just want to announce publicly for those who are unaware, our June 18th council meeting is canceled as we will not have a quorum. I'm very proud that we rarely cancel meetings, so I'm very, you know. I have no problem. We all have to live our lives. And then the next announcement, I just wanted to mention that there is a new law in Pennsylvania starting tomorrow called the Distracted Driving Law. you cannot even hold your phone behind the wheel anymore. So it's like
Jersey, including at a red light.
Including at a red light. So just for anyone who's paying attention to this meeting and did not know that, keep in mind starting tomorrow. And our cops are going to look out for it.
Well, also note that for the first year, it's a warning. After that, it's all start writing.
Because that's like my biggest, especially at my intersection, I like see people like, and I'm just in the last. Okay, that's it for my announcements. Does anyone else have announcements?
I have one from the HRC. There is going to be a Bucks County Human Relations Council. They're going to have a community conversation on human rights and relations. The date is Tuesday, June 17th. From 7 to 9 p.m., I will print the flyer and put it on our bulletin board.
Yeah, I send it photo to Judy. She can put it on the website.
And then the other thing too, you need to mention about the flag.
The pride flag.
There will be some citizens placing the pride flag on Borough Hall Wednesday at noon. Saturday at 7.
I was like, wait, today's Wednesday, right? Oh my gosh. Okay, thank you for letting us know.
That was,
and that's something we've done for many years. So thanks for announcing that.
Thanks, Sean.
Anyone else have an announcement? Okay, any public to be heard? And don't just talk for 7 minutes, so we go to an hour and 15 minutes, yeah. And Julia's timing was correct. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn our meeting.
Thank you. I have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. Any days? Motion passes. Only an hour and 9 minutes.